Thank you. Again, my name is Dulcinea Grantham, and I'm an attorney with Lozano Smith. And I am here to request that the Board of Education accept the staff and superintendent's recommendation to reject 4 findings of fact and conclusions of law made by Administrative Law Judge Ann Sarley in the district's certificated layoff proceeding, which is OAH case number 2012-020744. With regard to the point that counsel was making about the board accepting the administrative law judge's decision, counsel is correct that this decision was the product of multiple days of testimony. It was the administrative law judge who heard on many days, many long hours of testimony from both district witnesses and respondents. We agreed that the point of this proceeding is for the governing board to consider the administrative law judge's decision. However, under the education code, it is the Board of Education that ultimately makes the decision in a certificated layoff proceeding. An administrative law judge is tasked with conducting the hearing as an agent of the board. The administrative law judge prepares a proposed decision, not a final decision. That final decision must be made by the governing board. In this proceeding, in this format, there are opportunities for mistakes to be made. It is a very short period of time in which an administrative law judge who is not familiar with your district must consider a lot of unique testimony about what your district is doing. The Administrative Procedures Act specifically authorizes the approach that we are taking tonight. Specifically, Government Code Section 11517 allows the board to reconsider an administrative law judge's proposed decision. It is the Board of Education that is ultimately responsible for making this decision. We are here tonight because we believe that the administrative law judge, due to the truncated timeline in which she must both hear this case and issue her decision, has made some mistakes in applying the facts to this particular case. We'd like to review each of those errors. We agree with counsel that there is a very specific legal requirement relative to skipping certificated employees. The administrative law judge correctly noted that in order to deviate from seniority, a school district must establish 3 elements. First, a need for teachers to teach a specific course or course of study. Second, unique training or experience to teach a particular course or course of study. And then finally, that other employees with more seniority do not possess that unique training and experience. In findings 86 to 93 of the proposed administrative law judge decision, the administrative law judge correctly found that priority school teachers are teaching a particular course of study, therefore finding that the district satisfied this first element for skipping the teachers and counselors assigned to the priority school. In finding 101, the administrative law judge found that intense training is required by the district to teach in the priority schools, specifically finding that the district has required priority schools to have, at minimum, training for their teachers in 4 specific areas. Those 4 specific trainings focused on by the administrative law judge were data-wise, or sometimes referred to as data inquiry training, right tools training, culturally responsive teaching strategies training, and finally, home visit training. In findings 106 to 107 of the proposed decision, the administrative law judge found that for 5 of the 7 priority schools, the teachers in those schools have training and experience that was unique, that more senior employees did not possess. While we believe the ALJ, the administrative law judge, limited herself to these 4 specific trainings and ignored the myriad of other trainings that are also unique to the priority school, even accepting that these 4 trainings are the primary trainings for priority school teachers, we believe that the administrative law judge incorrectly determined that certain groups of employees employed in the priority schools do not have those training and experience. Therefore, we believe that although the judge had the correct legal standard, she improperly applied the facts to that legal standard. I will review each of the four areas where staff is recommending that the governing board reject the administrative law judge findings, specifically with regard to the skipping of employees who are assigned to Hiram Johnson High School. The record is clear that those employees assigned to Hiram Johnson High School for the current school year have the minimum training that the judge said was so important for priority school teachers. Specifically, in finding 102, the administrative law judge states that Transformation by Design consultants provided, quote, some training to teachers in the Hiram Johnson English and Mathematics departments to assist with implementation of DataWise process. She further erroneously states that according to Exhibit 38C, no certificated staff engaged in the trainings identified in finding 101. That statement is incorrect. The staff at Hiram Johnson High School did participate in the DataWise training that the judge found so essential to priority school teacher training. The testimony of Mr. Cedros and Ms. Shelton specifically indicates that the employees at Hiram Johnson High School received that training. Mr. Cedros and Ms. Shelton were very methodical in going through the trainings that Hiram Johnson High School employees have received. Specifically, they detailed that for the 2010-11 school year, due to its size, Hiram Johnson High School utilized what's called a train-the-trainer model for the DataWise training. Ms. Shelton and Mr. Cedros both testified that that train-the-trainer model wasn't as successful at Hiram Johnson High School as they had hoped. They both testified that for the 2011-12 school year, the current school year, they modified the method of providing DataWise training to Hiram Johnson High School staff. They testified that they brought in, as they had done with the other priority school in the 10-11 school year, they actually brought in the consultants from Transformation by Design to not only provide training to the Hiram Johnson High School staff, but to also work with the Hiram Johnson High School staff throughout the year to implement the cycle of inquiry that is pivotal to the DataWise training. The testimony of Mr. Cedros also indicated that in addition to the DataWise training, his staff received extensive training in home visit. Mr. Cedros testified that this home visit training was essential for his staff to bridge the gap between school and home, which is so essential for the work that his staff does. Respondents' Council makes much of the fact that the employees at Hiram Johnson High School did not receive right tools or culturally responsive teaching strategies training. The judge also focused on that. What the judge fails to understand is that right tools is not designed for the high school level. It is not a training that would be applicable to employees at Hiram Johnson High School. The culturally responsive teaching strategies have been used by the district only in the elementary and middle priority schools. Again, it has not been used at the high school level. For that reason, Hiram Johnson High School teachers did not have those two trainings. However, what the judge failed to recognize is that instead of right tools training, Mr. Cedros testified that his staff has had other very important types of trainings that are unique to his school. Specifically, Mr. Cedros testified that on a macro level, all of his employees were trained in the physical environment of the classroom, how to make the classroom setting inviting to students, how to ensure that students are going to walk into a classroom that makes them feel welcome. He also testified about training for teachers in lesson development and He also testified about training for his staff in terms of making sure that all of the classrooms have consistency in terms of what the students' expectations are. That when you walk into an English classroom at Hiram Johnson High School, the English classrooms all have the same goals posted. They have student work posted. So that if a student transfers from one class to another, as is frequent at the high school, that all of those classrooms have a similar environment and a similar expectation. Mr. Cedros also testified about the various departmental level trainings that his staff undertakes. At the high school level, it is very difficult to have single consistent trainings because you have so many different types of subject areas taught at the high school level. Mr. Cedros testified about the training that his staff has received in GLAAD, which is a language acquisition training. He also talked about the training that his staff has received in READ 180, which would be similar to the Right Tools training that was offered at the elementary and